Father, as always, we thank you for the entrance of your word brings light. May that light shine in our hearts this morning as we look into the perfect law of liberty and hear your word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome again, everyone. We've been dealing on this subject, before we got on to yesterday's lesson. We dealt on this subject of obedience a bit when we talked about the story, lessons in the life of Saul and various things. I want to touch on this subject again, but I'm going to bring some specific blessings, you know, and rewards this morning. So today's lesson, blessings and rewards of obedience. Let's see what the Lord has done. As you listen to this, begin to claim yours, you know, as we go through this morning. Well, we're going to start here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And we're going to read about the first 12 or so verses. Then I got a few stories to tell you in the Bible of situations where the Lord also blessed people because of their obedience. But let's read here the way that Moses laid it out before the people. And it shall come to pass. We're going to make this also a scripture reading. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Let that sink in for a minute. That's how he introduces this lesson to them about observing, doing all of the commandments of the Lord, and being diligent to hearken to his voice. He said, the Lord will set you on high. Hallelujah. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if that thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now let's take a look and listen to all these blessings. And remember, there is a big if here. If thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day. And if thou shalt hearken to his voice, then all these blessings that will be pronounced here today shall come on you and shall overtake you. And that's a point blank promise if we do our part. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Well, wherever you are, basically is what he's saying, the blessing of the Lord will be with you. Now you can determine what blessing that you want, but you will be blessed, you know, because you are obeying the voice of the Lord. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Isn't that wonderful? Your basket is what you eat now out of. Put the basket on the table, you eat out of it. The storehouse is for later. And so this word is saying that, you know, the Lord will give you blessing for now. He will give you blessing for later. He will make provision for you for the immediate, for the near future, and for even the long-term future. It's a way that the Lord will guide you into those blessings because you are obeying his voice. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Well, we can literally take any of these blessings and apply them for ourselves. You go out of your house, and you are coming in. As soon as you come into the house, there must be blessings. There cannot be sorrow. That cannot be bad news. You got to have the blessings all around you, just like he's pronouncing here. As long as we are diligent to hearken to his voice. He said, blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. In the morning or evening or afternoon when you leave the house, you'll be blessed. You will not run into any accident of any kind. By the time you come back home, you're blessed also, because the Lord's been good. The Lord, he said, shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. Shall come out against you one way, but they shall flee before you seven ways. My goodness. The sevenfold power of the Lord to drive off all your enemies. Psalmist said, when they came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. This one said, Lord, we even scatter them in various directions. My goodness. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand to do and unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, or wherever the Lord thy God taketh you. Some of you have moved from far country to the United States. You've moved to the UK. You've moved to Canada. Wherever you may be, the Lord thy God will bless you in the land in which the Lord thy God has taken you, to which the Lord thy God has taken you. Praise the Lord. As we listen to these pronunciations, let's begin to claim them for ourselves. Hallelujah. And he said, the Lord shall establish you an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. So you see, all these blessings are tied to obedience, hearkening to his voice. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Shall even be afraid of thee. We know he was talking of Israel as a people, but any of these promises go to us also, since we are the people of the Lord. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, the fruit of thy body, you know, children and all of that, the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground, the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord, I love this one. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. Thou shalt lend unto nations, many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day. Hallelujah. You know, so to observe and to do them, and that thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them, other gods which you have not known, you know. And then the next, you can see about 14 verses here where it talks about the blessings. And then from verse 15, clear on to the end, it's talking about curses that will happen to them if they do not follow. And that's even like double or triple the number of the blessings he called out. We're not going to focus on the negative today. Our trust and our hope is that our hearts are inclined to hearken to the voice of the Lord and to do his bidding. So many blessings here, and you can unpack them for yourselves. I want to read a couple of stories to us here in the Bible as we talk about this. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35, there is a story here which is interesting. And let's read it. Jeremiah 35 and verse 1. the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Now that's the Lord that said it to Jeremiah. And then Jeremiah took Jeremiah, the son of Jeremiah. He also took Habizziniah and his brethren and all his sons and all the whole house of the Rechabites, like the Lord commanded him. And he said, I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan and the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. So he brought them into the house. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. Now Jeremiah was a prophet. And the Lord had told him to do something. And he brought these folks into the house of the Lord and set wine before them. But listen to what they said. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build houses, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor do any of these things. But all your days shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. And thus have we obeyed the voice of Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he had charged us to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, not to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jehonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. But other than that, they said, we have kept the commandment of our father, which he commanded us. And for them, it didn't matter whether I was a prophet. Didn't matter whether he said, the Lord told me to tell you. Didn't matter. They were going to stay right with the commandment that their father gave them. And listen to God's reaction. Then came the word. Of course, the Lord knew all of this. It was a test and to bring out a valuable point here. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For even unto this day, they drink no wine, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearkened not unto me. I have also sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your ways and your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And you should dwell in the land that I have given you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Now, but listen to what he said, you know. So the Lord allowed Jeremiah and the Rechabites to enact this story here. And, you know, and the Lord is going to call it out. He said, look, you have not obeyed my voice, but look at these people, you know, how the Lord, you know, gave instruction to Jeremiah to put wine before them. It was actually a test, you know, but they did not drink the wine. They stood with the commandment that their father gave them. He instructed them the way of righteousness, and he stood with it. And, you know, here's what the Lord said in verse 16. Because the sons of Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but these people have not hearkened unto me. You know, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil which I pronounced against them, and so on. But they did not hear. You know, and Jeremiah said unto the house of Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jehonadab your father, and have kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he had commanded you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, God of Israel, Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Hallelujah. Now, these people received a tremendous and everlasting blessing because they stayed with the commandment that their father gave them. Now, this is a story that was worth consideration. The father gave them commandment, and they stayed with that commandment. And God is using this story to parallel or to contrast with the children of Israel, whom he, being their father, God, has commanded them a lot of things, but they did not obey. So he's saying, look at these Rechabites. They've obeyed the voice of their father, even unto this day, even though their father is gone, they still obey the commandment that they got. They still stick by it, and they're doing it. But you, every day, I'm still here with you. I come up early and rise up early and send messages to you through prophets. I speak to you myself, but you will not obey. But there's a promise for those that obey. Now, these Rechabites, God established them, their name forever because of obeying their father. And even the part of that is the reason why I'm reading this story to you today. It's because the Lord established their name forever. There's a lot of blessing in obedience. We would obey the voice of the Lord, our God. There's a lot of blessings. Well, let's read a few more blessings that come from obedience. In the book of Exodus, chapter 15, and verse 26. This famous verse that we quote, that says that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Well, there's a lot of things that tie behind that. Mostly, obedience. So let's read it again. Exodus 15 and 26. If thou wilt diligently, there's four things that he says here. You know, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, that's number one. You know, and will do that which is right in his sight, that's number two. And will give ear to his commandments, that's number three. And will keep all his statutes, that's number four. Then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, we love that last part. We sing it, we quote it, we do all kinds of things with it, but we forget the first part. All of the I am the Lord that healeth thee is based on the preceding instructions and conditions that he gave. And he said, if you will do these things, hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, do that which is right in his sight, not the one that's right in your eyes or even the right eyes of the society, but do what is right in the Lord's eyes. Be in right standing with God. That's righteousness. And you give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon you, because I am the Lord that healeth thee. And so we see some tremendous blessings that come from obeying and hearkening to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so And even in the book of Proverbs, throughout the book of Proverbs, there is instruction that is given and the promise of blessings that come if we hearken to those instructions. You know, here's what it says, beginning even at Proverbs chapter 1. My son, verse 8, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Why? For they shall be an ornament of graves. Now, these are the blessings of obedience and the rewards that come with it. Be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about your neck. And many throughout this book of Proverbs, many things that he calls out, it's about instruction. It's about obeying and following counsel. You know, and he said, there's always a lot of promises. You know, that he gives chapter after chapter. Here's another one. My son, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as he treasures, then, see, all these ifs are followed by then. You know, the many blessings for taking heed to instructions. Not only are there direct blessings, there are indirect blessings, because when you take heed to instructions, it will keep you from making error that will cause a lot of regret. Instructions will also bring you strategy. I give you a way around and I give you an advantage even in difficult times. So then shall I understand the fear of the Lord, and I shall find knowledge of God. And then it begins to say many other things, you know, that listening to instruction will give and all of it. Proverbs chapter 3, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days. See, that's another blessing. It comes from obedience and keeping the word of God. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. And it says, you know, when you keep mercy and truth, when you follow the word of God, it said, so shall thou find favor and good understanding, you know, from the Lord. And, you know, it goes on to say, look, if you listen to instruction, you know, and you find wisdom and you get understanding, it says again in verse 16, length of days will be in your hand, and on your left hand, riches and honor, and so on and so forth. And it says, look, don't let my instruction depart from you, my son. Let not these words of instruction, verse 21, depart from my eyes. Keep sound wisdom and direction, discretion. Again, all of that comes from hearkening to these instructions. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Now, there's many benefits from hearkening to the word of the Lord. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Hallelujah. And many throughout this book of Proverbs, there are many, many instructions that he gives. And he always says, hear ye children, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1. The instruction of the father, and attend to no understanding, you know, and he'll tell you all that he will give to you. If you listen to all those instructions and you follow, it will be to your head an ornament of grace. In verse 9, and it shall be a crown of glory unto you. My son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. That's right. You know, so there are many benefits, even prolonged life, from hearing instruction, following and obeying the voice of the Lord. Take fast hold of instruction, tells him. That's in verse 13 of Proverbs 4. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. That means instruction will even strengthen our life. There are many, many things. Attend to my words. Incline unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Because they are life unto them that find them, health to all their flesh. If you keep it, it will be life unto you. Now, I can go on and on and on. There are many instructions here that he gives to us to follow. Hear therefore, he said, O ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. You know, attend unto my wisdom and bow your ear unto my understanding, and so on. Many things, blessings follow from obedience. Now, we've seen the negative side of disobedience right from the beginning. The word that God commanded Adam and Eve, they did not stay steadfast with that word. And it caused them everything, being driven from God's presence and losing the glory of God. It cost us that. We inherited, you know, the you might say the lashing out that they received because of disobedience. We have inherited that even till this day. That's how serious disobedience can be. But on the other hand, for those that we keep and obey the words of the Lord, we've read here blessings in Deuteronomy, blessings everywhere. We've seen how the Lord pronounced blessing on the Rechabites because of their obedience. We've seen throughout the book of Proverbs how the Lord uses instruction and obedience to give promises of blessings and guidance and protection. We've seen that even healing said, if you obey the word of the Lord, hearken and do his, you know, bidding and keep his statutes and hearken to his voice, do that which is right in his sight, then I will not add unto you any of these sicknesses which are out in the world. And then we can go on and on and on. Now, obedience also gives us power with God, you know, to even come against the works of darkness. Now, how does he do that? Well, let's read it in what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, all of these things are tied to obedience, which you will see in a minute. Casting down imaginations and even every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, that's how it's all tied to obedience. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. So all this power of pulling down strongholds, you know, all this power of casting down imaginations, all this power of casting down every high thing and exalt itself against the knowledge of God in your life. Every, you know, all this power of bringing into captivity every thought, it all aligns back to obedience. Your own obedience is what's going to enable you to have this kind of power to do these things. Well, let's talk about Christ himself. You know, now, are we saying anything here that you don't already know? Absolutely not. But the Bible says that as you see these days approach, remind one another of these things. Let this mind be in you. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. That's the word. Came obedient unto death, even the shameful death of the cross. Wherefore, what's the blessing of that obedience? Well, let's take a look. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Christ Jesus is Lord. Glory of God the Father. He got it all by obedience. Now, Paul is encouraging them to obey, not only in his absence, but also, not only in his presence, but also in his absence. He said here in verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, you know, as you have always obeyed, just like the Christ, do it not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. Walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, the children of the Rechabites, they obeyed not only when their father was alive, even when their father was gone. They stayed right there. It didn't matter whether it was a prophet or a great man of God that was trying to dissuade them otherwise. They stayed right with the commandment and they got a tremendous blessing. An everlasting name. The Lord said, there shall not fail a man of the children of the Rechabites to stand before me forever. That means their name will be preserved forever. Their posterity is preserved. Now, that's a great lesson for us to learn to stay with the word of God, stay with the obedience of the word of God, and the blessings that follow. A lesson like this cannot be complete if we don't do the opposite, but I will only spend very little time on the negative side because we've covered that before. But the story that I want to allude to today is the story of the young prophet again in 1 Kings chapter 13, who after he had obeyed the commandment of the Lord to go do his mission, he did not obey everything fully. There was a part of it that he was told, and was told to not turn by the wayside or enter into any man's house to eat bread or drink water and so on. You know, that part he initially obeyed when the king invited him into his house. Now, knowing that the king was not a man of God, you know, he immediately discerned that that was something that he was not going to allow himself to fall for. But when a man of God came by, he let down his guard because he was a man of God. He was a great man of God too. So he let down his guard and he disobeyed the voice of the Lord, and it did not end very well with him. Now, the Rechabites, on the other hand, they did not let down their guard. Regardless of Jeremiah being a prophet, asking them to do something contrary to the commandment they had received, they wouldn't do it. You know, so that's a tremendous lesson from the Rechabites. Now, this young man in 1 Kings 13, we don't even know his name, you know, but, you know, sadly for him, he disobeyed the voice of the Lord, you know, and the Lord brought, you know, swift judgment upon him. But as I often said, he could have repented, but he didn't repent. Another lesson we learn from 1 Kings 13 is we can and should and must repent when we are caught in the act of disobedience. When the Holy Spirit convicts us of disobedience, then you must quickly repent. If we don't repent, you know, God forbid that it befalls us like it befell this man. The very prophet that deceived him was also the one that brought judgment against him. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but you came back, and you have eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord said unto thee, eat no bread and drink no water. Therefore your carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers." Now that was the judgment for him not obeying. And had he fallen upon his face and repented and called upon the mercy of the Lord, it might have been gone a different way for him, but he didn't. He just took it. And I've often wondered, and this is the last part of this lesson that I want to bring in. Why is it that people would not repent and call upon the mercy of the Lord? I mean, sometimes people just take it the way it's dished out, the judgment, and they don't repent. And it doesn't work well for them. We see, going back to the story of Adam and Eve, that's what they did. You know, we don't read any part of their story where they fell on the Lord, I mean, on their face before the Lord and said, "Lord, we have sinned a great sin. Be merciful unto our transgression." We don't see anything like that. The only thing we see was somebody blaming somebody else. You know, Adam blaming Eve, Eve blaming the serpent, and so on. We don't see them actually repenting. And even when Enoch would come around and hear the same stories that Adam told all the others and said, "Well, what's up with the cherubim and the sword? Well, they drove us out. And what about the tree of life you mentioned? Well, we can't go in there. Not anymore. We lost our opportunity." Well, did you ask God for mercy? "No, son, it's too late. We're just waiting to die." Because he said we should die. See, so, you know, it's sad that people don't fall on their face, you know, when the Holy Spirit convicts them of disobedience. But let's not fall into the same error. When the Holy Spirit convicts you of disobedience, go back quickly to the Lord and repent. Because the Lord is merciful, gracious, and slow to wrath. You know, and he will forgive, and he will cleanse, and he will reinstate the joy of the Lord into your heart. Remember all the blessings that come from obedience this day. And one more time, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to do all that the Lord had promised you, to do all that the Lord had commanded you, then all the promises that he gives in the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28 shall come upon you, and the Lord shall give you the blessings. You know, so what is it going to be? He said, "Well, I set before you this day blessings and curses. Blessings if you hearken to the voice of the Lord, and curses otherwise." You know, so let us be the people that will hearken to the voice of the Lord. And not just one time. And not just part obedience either. Let's hearken to the voice of the Lord all the way and do all that the Lord commands us. Praise the Lord. And that's the way that we inherit all of the blessings, is through obedience. Even the Holy Spirit, we're told, is given to those that obey the Lord. You'll find that scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 5, and you'll see it in verse 32. We are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. So even receiving the Holy Spirit is tied to obedience. There are many things that are tied to obedience. I'm going to leave it there, and I want to hear others talk about it. Let's talk about it. What are the blessings and rewards of obedience? Well, let's not even talk about the effects of disobedience, but let's talk about all of the blessings and rewards of obedience. If we can get into the posture of hearkening to his voice, doing that which is right in his sight, keeping his statutes and his commandments, then there's a lot of blessings that the Lord promised in these scriptures. Well, that's our quick lesson today. Again, to encourage us, even if you look at the Christ and see all the exaltation that came to him because he was obedient. And the Bible says that he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, but he kept that obedience even unto death. And God turned around and promoted him, a tremendous promotion, because Christ gave up everything and was obedient. And God gave him back everything, and then much more too, to the point where every name is now subject to the name of Christ. So ladies and gentlemen, that is our lesson in blessings and rewards of obedience. And may the Lord grant us, the grace to be obedient to his voice. Obedience, I want to talk about, before I close it up, Holy Spirit just reminded me to talk about, just one more thing that I will drop in here, before I leave it. And there are different kinds of obedience. There is what we call active obedience and passive obedience. I've covered this before. Active obedience is when the Lord has commanded something point blank, and we are diligent to do it. That's what's called active obedience. Now, passive obedience, on the other hand, is when we know God's will. Not because he has given any specific commandment for that particular moment, but because you know his will. And you choose to do what pleases him, even though he may not have given you a commandment for the moment. And that's passive obedience. There is a blessing for passive obedience as well as active obedience. Jesus said, "My Father is always with me." John 8:29. "Because I do always those things that are pleasing in his sight." Well, that's passive obedience. Even though there may not be a commandment at the moment, but your choice is to do only what is pleasing in his sight. That's passive obedience. John chapter 4 verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. You know, and over again, there are references to both active and passive obedience in the Lord. When the scripture says, submit yourselves to God in James chapter 4 and verse 7, well, you know, that can be both active and passive. If the Lord gives a point blank commandment, you submit. That's active. Well, if you are in a situation but you don't know a commandment, but you remember what is God's will or pleasing to him or what's not pleasing to him, and you choose to do only what's pleasing to him, well, that's passive obedience. You know, there is no commandment at the present, but you choose to do what is pleasing to God. And God has rewards for both active obedience and passive obedience. And remember, obedience must be 100%. We covered that in the story of Saul already. We cannot do only part of it, just like the young prophet in 1 Kings 13, and then don't do some other part. You've got to do all of the word of God. All right, well, that's our lesson. I was going to end it there. Holy Spirit just reminded me to bring that in. So I'm going to leave that there. Pray another quick prayer for every one of us, and then let's talk about it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this subject of obedience, so important. Obedience, we are told, is the first law of heaven. You know, obey, obey, obey. Keep his commandments. If a man love me, Jesus said. And that's another benefit of obedience. If a man love me, in John chapter 14, verses 21 and 23, he will keep my commandments. And the person that's keeping my commandments, to him will I reveal myself. And I will come and make my abode with him. And my Father and I will love him and will dwell with him as well. Benefits of obedience. We will get a revealed presence of the Lord with us. May the Lord grant us the grace to be obedient in all things, that we may enjoy all the blessings and the benefits that God gives to us for obedience. Thank you, Father. Give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.